Welcome to BBS Talk Radio. We're so happy to have you with us tonight for a beautiful You Talk show. We'd like to give a shout-out to one of our listeners who has become a good fan of ours, Michelle Winslow in Illinois. Shout-out to you. I promised you I would do that. And a shout-out to my gal, Gina. And I know you're listening also, so wanted to say hi to you. This is for our beautiful You Talk show, where we interview people in business, celebrities, pageantry, people that are making a difference in the lives of others. And tonight we are very excited to introduce to you our two U.S. Beauties National Pageant State Directors. From North Carolina, we have Shauna, and from Indiana, we have Cynthia. How you doing, girls?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad you girls were able to participate in the show tonight. Hopefully we can get the word out about your pageants coming up, and maybe the listeners will decide to compete in your pageants. I know a lot of people that we've been in touch with over these past few months are a little pageant shy, but we're going to hope to bring encouragement tonight to those who may want to compete and, you know, are a little shy about doing that. So, starting out with Cynthia. Cynthia is our Indiana USPD State Director. State Director means she oversees the state of Indiana and plans a state pageant competition by hopefully having contestants want to compete at the state level, winning at the state level, and then going to the national pageant next July of 2009. So what made you decide to become a state director, Cynthia?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. My call waiting went through. I sincerely apologize.
What made you decide to become a state director?
Well, actually, my oldest daughter had been in a couple of pageants, and it was just so exciting and so much fun, and I thought it would be wonderful to be on the other end and put things together and help people along who've always wanted to do something of the sort.
On the other end is a little different than being a contestant, isn't it?
It is completely different, but it's been a great time so far.
And what do you do as a state director to prepare for your state pageant?
Well, I have spoken with Nicole Jamrose. She is from the area around here, and she is a country western singer to be a performer. I have contracted Ramada Inn. I have done flyers and a lot of conversation through the internet trying to get girls interested in competing.
It's actually a lot of work to be recruiting for contestants. And what do you think the key factor is in recruiting for contestants or getting them interested?
Gosh, I don't know. The fun. Their time in the spotlight, being up there. A lot of girls have said, I've always wanted to, but, you know, I didn't know how to. And, you know, it's really great to have that enthusiasm for the ones that have always wanted to get out there.
So it's a little bit different than competing, being a state director. Shauna is our state director from North Carolina. Hi, Shauna.
Hello.
How you doing, my girl?
I'm good. I'm trying not to get rained on, but I'm good.
Rain out there in North Carolina. You don't have sunshine?
Not today.
Oh, it's been rainy out there for you guys. I've been watching the Weather Channel the last few weeks. You guys have been hit with some bad storms out there.
We have. We haven't been able to celebrate the 4th with fireworks yet.
Oh, well, hopefully maybe next year. 4th of July to me is not one of my favorite holidays, Shauna. Not that it's a tribute to, you know, celebration of the United States, but I hate the fireworks. And we had a block full of bombers this year that my dog was running scared. The poor thing was running in circles. But anyway, let's talk about your North Carolina state pageant, which is coming up in September. How are you doing with that?
Good. We're really, you know, pounded down on these last-minute decisions of vendors and sponsorship and kind of getting some last-minute marketing out. So we're really excited. It's the pageant itself is one day, but the girls will be coming in on a Friday evening to to enjoy a dinner and kind of get to know their fellow contestants and the staff members. So we're pretty excited, especially that it's going to be in Raleigh. So that's the capital of North Carolina.
There you go. And you're still accepting contestants up to what day, Shauna?
We are accepting contestants for just a few more weeks up until August 15th. We really feel that that's a fair cutoff for them to feel like they can still get appropriate paperwork, photos, and wardrobe in place. So there's definitely, you know, just a little bit over a month to go.
So for our North Carolina listeners, you have up to August 15th to get in touch with Shauna, and she'll be able to direct you on what you would need to do to get started as one of her contestants. And, Shauna, what made you become a director? Because, you know, you have a great resume, a figure skater, former pageant contestant, and so many accolades that you have. What made you decide to become a state director?
Well, I would definitely say that, you know, along with Cynthia in one respect of being able to be on both sides of the boat where I've been a contestant, I've actually been a judge, I've done some behind-the-scenes reporting, so I feel like I can deliver a better pageant as a director because I'm able to put myself in the shoes and help to have a better production for my contestants and for my staff. So I just feel between that and my business background that I'm able to be organized and put together something that both judges and contestants are going to enjoy and want to continue to be part of for many years.
Well, you know, we were really impressed by the fact that when I was told you were going to have your pageant in September, I was like, oh, my goodness. I think I was more concerned about not being able to be a state director for at least a year to be able to pull it off, but you've done a wonderful job from what I understand as far as, you know, putting this all together. What do you contribute that to?
I mean, I would definitely just say, you know, organization skills, and I have a really great staff of, you know, staff and volunteers that have been engulfed in pageantry, so have a really good network and resources of people to adhere to timelines and get things done so that we can deliver clear messages to the potential contestants and as we're recruiting. So, you know, we're excited to be the first state pageant for the new year in the system and, you know, really hope that we can assist some of the other directors as they're going through the year and have our new state winners be involved in their state pageants, too.
Did you find having a photo contest like Cynthia has helped?
I definitely would say so because, you know, a lot of girls, like Cynthia said, maybe they just have the little bit of fear of, you know, getting on stage and actually doing it. But when they see, and especially if you, you know, you have different ones staged throughout the course of the year, you know, it really boosts their self-confidence that they won, especially if it wasn't even a professional photo, but it was just showing, you know, their candid personality and them being confident in themselves. So it certainly has brought a lot of interest to potential contestants, you know, getting in the realm and understanding there are other girls out there that face some of the same fears, but they're all just looking to have a good time and enjoy the pageant and be able to earn a particular title and be able to use their title to further any community involvement that they may be working with.
Cynthia, I know it's not an easy job, you know, to be a state director, and plus you're raising children. Little ones on top of that. Do you find that to be a little difficult?
Actually, no. They, my oldest is in school. The little ones, they have child care. My son is starting kindergarten next year. I do a lot of work in the daytime and sometimes after they're sleeping in the evening. So it really hasn't been that bad. And sometimes they're with me when the conversation may strike up with someone. You know, it's
now, when is your Indiana...
someone.
When is your Indiana State pageant, Cynthia?
It is January 31st and February 1st at the Ramada Inn in Indianapolis.
Okay, and your cutoff date is?
October 1st.
Okay, ladies from Indiana, if you want to compete, get in touch with Cynthia. October 1st is her cutoff date. Because, you know, we have to have cutoff date, ladies, because you have program books to prepare, You have the show to produce, your staff to get everybody ready, the contestants, everybody in order. It's a real daunting job, don't you think, Shauna, sometimes?
It is. You have to be pretty detail-oriented. So it's a reflection not only on the contestants but on the staff itself. So you want everyone to have a good time but know what's going on, and that requires making sure you know every detail and every possible thing that could potentially even go wrong.
And, you know, it seems like no matter how hard we try and how much organizational skills and effort we put into this, something minor always happens to make it look, oh, my gosh, you know, I did all this effort, but here's this one little thing. Cynthia, if you come across something like that at your pageant, how do you think you would handle it?
Well, I guess it would depend on what the situation was, but you would have to, you know, remain calm and do your best to, you know, fix it. If it was, like, say, a contestant didn't make it or had an issue, you could just change the, you know, the program a little bit. If, say, a vendor didn't show up, you know, I guess you would just try to replace them with someone from the area. It would depend on, you know, what the situation was, what was going wrong.
You know,
remain calm and think it through.
You know, at Nationals this past March, we had a horrible flu outbreak in Illinois. And two of the main judges were not able to make it. So we had to, you know, replace judges. And, you know, you have girls that are like, well, what about those judges? And there's nothing you could do when somebody's sick, you know. So I think, you know, the directors, they need to, you know, be given a little bit of leeway because they're doing the very best they can to be able to take care of a situation. But you have to think fast on your feet when something like that happens. So, Shauna, how is things going for Nationals? You got everything ready to go?
For Nationals?
Yes. I mean, I'm sorry, for your state pageant. Oh,
I was like, well, I think this is how it might not pop at first. I'm not that much of a miracle worker.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Shauna? I'll tell you, if you want to do Nationals here, I'm going. That's what all I'm doing lately. I think I'm working these 18-hour days. They're starting to kink start to confuse me when I start, you know, calling people by different names and everything.
Well, that's just an example of being live and what can happen on our pageant. So, you know, things are going great, and I'm actually having a workshop for my contestants in a couple of weeks. It's going to be on August 2nd, where we will have the entire day to work on some things that all the contestants are concerned about, but reiterate schedules, details, scoring, wardrobe, really anything that they need to go to the pageant to be successful. So, we really think that having that a month before the pageant will help ease their nerves and ours, because they'll be able to bring questions to us that we may have potentially not thought of or brought up ourselves yet. So that should be a pretty good point to, you know, tidy up and make sure everything is ground packed and ready to go.
You know, and I always thought seminars before a state pageant or national pageant, well, state pageant more than national because the girls are out of state, but I always thought a seminar of some sorts and getting all the girls together, having them meet each other, you know, having a little stage in the room, a buffet, luncheon, pictures taken, you know, practicing their walks and turns on stage and having, you know, makeup and hairstylists there to answer any questions is a wonderful thing to have. I know before I became a pageant owner, I would have seminars in Illinois and throughout different states, and I used to have those type of seminars. And we also threw in a fashion show, got my husband involved with the other guys, walking the girls on stage and fashion show, and we had a great time. And I really think that workshops are a wonderful, you know, tool to get the girls to know each other before the state pageant. Cynthia, we have a lot of stereotyping going on in this industry. I'm meeting girls that are saying, oh, I can't do that. You know, I don't have what it takes. And I'm meeting some really beautiful women inside and out that can participate in pageantry, because, you know, it's a stepping stone to so many different things that, you know, we're going to go over later. How can I convince these women that they are the right person to be in this pageant system?
Well, I will just tell them that, you know, they need to give themselves more credit. I've had a few girls send me messages, oh, these girls are so beautiful, I don't think, you know, I could do this. I said, well, you know, I invited you and wanted you to look into the pageant because I think you are. Based on what I know about you, about your personality, and from looking at you, there's, you know, you are definitely right up here with these girls that are already coming into the pageant.
You know, and you are accepting city girls, county girls, whatever the case may be, to compete at state, and you really don't know these girls, so you have to basically go on first impressions when you do something like this. Do you find that hard to do?
I've hit a couple roadblocks, but, you know, for the most part, the girls that I found have been just wonderful, friendly, and very excited.
You know,
you do have to be careful, but, you know,
their heart's got to be in the right place, too. You know, I was, when I competed, we won't say when I competed, but when I used to compete, if I wanted to compete in a pageant, Cynthia and Shauna, I mean, I set my entry fee in right away. I know some girls can't do that, but I really wanted to make sure that my director had everything in because they don't realize that if we have to keep asking for it or we have to keep sending these emails, it kind of sets us behind. So, Shauna, what do you do when you have contestants who, some of them are great at sending some stuff in on time and others aren't? How do you handle something like that?
That's certainly something I am facing. And, you know, I think something I try to do is, number one, make the information as clear as possible and in several different formats. We know that even with the internet and, you know, computer age, still not everybody responds in the same manner. So making sure that I understand to each individual, how do you respond best via phone or a fax? You know, ironically enough, I got a text message just a couple minutes ago from a contestant. So, you know, just adopting to the way that they're going to accept it the best is one important way. But to reiterate that even though I'm not a judge, I do have to judge in the respect of the type of girls I want to market to and are, you know, these people I would want as repeat contestants in my system. So I think just that, and then also, you know, making sure that your message will be delivered clear fashion. I have a lot of information on my actual website for the pageant, and then I have a contestants only link where they can log on with a password, get information. I think they sort of feel, with it being a password and it's only available to them, I think that they feel like they belong to something opposed to just anyone can come up to a website and look for information. So it empowers them a little bit more that they are you know, a part of something, and to be a part of something is a two-way street. They need to, you know, adhere to timelines just like I need to adhere to timelines. So that's the way that I feel has been the most successful in some of those more challenging contestants.
And Cynthia, how would you handle this? Similar to what Shauna's speaking of, when you have contestants that are not responding on a timely manner?
Well, I will, you know, give them a deadline to begin with and, you know, send out messages to the girls that I haven't gotten a response from saying, you know, if there's an issue that you need a little more time, just contact me, let me know what's happening so we can work this out, you know, and I've gotten some answers that way.
Well, ladies, you know, in case you're listening, Shauna and Cynthia are working very, very hard for you. And I try to tell my at-large contestants who don't have state directors in their state, and ladies, we're getting quite a bit of entries in. It's amazing. We're going to have a huge pageant this year. Huge. I mean, the response is phenomenal this year. I'm on 18-hour days right now trying to do everything I'm doing and then trying to get our new girls recruited in. And it's very important that, A, it is a financial responsibility that you're taking on. And these directors, they're not making multi-million dollar bucks here. They're basically doing it because they want to. It can be financial rewarding for them. But let's get all this information in and get your pictures, headshots, and your entry fee in so they can start preparing you for the state pageant. Because it's a lot of work on the part of state directors, and it's a very underestimated position, don't you think, Shauna? I mean, I don't think the directors get as much credit as they should.
Yeah, I certainly think that it takes a lot of preparation of every single detail, and especially when things do go so smoothly, people tend to just think, you know, whatever it happened, they don't tend to think about all the people behind scenes and all the information that had to be communicated to make it all happen. So, I certainly know in my behalf, I couldn't even personally make it happen without, staff, friends, and volunteers that are assisting to make the pageant weekend a success. So I do think that it's probably a little bit underestimated, and hopefully, some contestants that are listening to this are just a little bit more respect of how much has to go behind putting on a really great pageant system.
And from what I can see, Sean is going to have a wonderful state pageant in North Carolina. And so, again, for your ladies that are competing, please get in touch with Shauna. Get all your paperwork and things necessary into her so that she can proceed to give you the type of pageant competition and attention that she really wants to give you. Same with Cynthia in Indiana. I know that she's got girls that are interested in competing. So if you want to compete, come through for her and let her know that you're standing by her side and that, you're going to get in all the information needed for the state pageant. So, girls, I wanted to stick up for you. We'll clear that. And a good way to do it is over the talk radio.
Yes, it is.
All right, let's go to... a lot of the stereotyping in the pageant, you get it in the media, you hear about it, and there's girls right away that turn around and run the other way because they hear one little thing that's happened. When generally, most pageant systems are operating successfully, most state directors are doing their job, and the state and national directors are promoting their girls throughout the United States. I know our national queens are doing quite a few things. So we do work hard. So, Shauna, how do we convince our listeners that may want to compete that pageantry is a stepping stone for them in so many areas of their life?
Well, I think that it certainly helps to have the resources available to talk to any current, whether it's current state or national reigning title holders in that particular system specifically, because, all pageant systems don't focus on the same outcome or can have the same type of phases of competition. And I think that, something in the system that all the state directors are really striving to do is tie in the national themes and just the overall perspective of the national system into their state system. And so, something that I'm trying to do is our theme is First Be a Woman, because all of these girls, whether they're in the Miss or the Misses, they wear a lot of hats, and they're all very successful in their own different ways. But, again, they do compare themselves to other people. And, just reiterating to them that the only person they're really trying to beat on stage is themselves. And just being open to communicate what the system has done for other contestants, and having, testimonials, and just providing the open communication line, like I said, to other reigning girls in that system so that they're getting clear information from somebody that's been directly involved with state and national level directors within this, and not using outside information for a system that may have a very different vision.
It's truly amazing, Sean and Cynthia, because I've been on both sides of the fences I've won, I've placed, and I didn't win. I've been a pageant coach for 2 decades, a fashion show producer, choreographer, TV host. We had our own talk show on the Comcast network for 5 years. And I've done it all. I've been there and done it. And the one thing that I've seen over the years that has never changed in almost the 3 decades that I've been in the industry is the fact that you can have the most beautiful woman in this, in your pageant competition, and she's looking at the girl next to her and feeling intimidated, and the girl next to her is looking at her and feeling intimidated. You know, I've seen it over and over, and every woman, I don't care who they are, there is something about themselves that they don't like. And when they start competing against other women, they start looking at them like as if they're, you know, they're going to be, you know, their competition, and right away their self-esteem gets lowered. And I tell all my girls to put their blinders on the left and right, that we don't want them looking at their competition so intensely, because the competition is looking at them too.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it happen over and over again. And what are you going to do, Cynthia, when your state pageant comes to reassure your girls, you know, to relax and have a real good time at their state pageant?
Well, we'll start off with a meeting and greeting, and then we're gonna have some fun before we do the pageant. We're gonna have them learn their routines and have everyone get to know each other on a more, you know, comfortable level before they go into the competing part of the pageant, which will be the following day. So I think that will help everyone hopefully relax and settle in.
And, you know, a director is somebody the girls really look up to, you know, and it's you really have to try to be the best example that you can be for your contestants. You can do the best you can. That's all you can do. And if somebody doesn't like you or like what you're doing, it's part of this industry, which you really have to have tough shoulders in this industry. I mean, because not everybody has loved me over the years, I'll tell you that much. You know, I can sleep at night because I feel like I've done the very best I can, you know, and we need to let everybody know that this is not a perfect industry like nothing is. And if you come in with the right intentions and have an emotional, you know, balance, you know, that, you know, if you win or not, you know, you can come out being a winner because you did it just getting on that stage to do it. I've had a lot of girls email me and say, I envy your contestants. I'd love to do this, but I'm petrified of getting on stage. So, Shauna, stage fright seems to be one of the things that deters contestants from competing. What would you say to these girls to help them to get past the stage fright being able to compete? Have we got a caller?
Yes,
hi,
you
caller.
Do.
Hey!
Hi.
Tina girl, how are you?
I am doing great. Hi,
we got Shauna and Cynthia. We got Shauna and Cynthia on with us, as you
hi,
know.
Hi, girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Gina is going to be our host at the National Pageant, Shauna and Cynthia.
So
we're excited to have Gina.
I can't wait because that's how my career started, was by winning the Miss Florida pageant. And there was a talent scout was judging the talent and hooked me up with the independent label, which got me into Nashville, and the story goes on. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Well, for our listeners that don't know, Gina is a Nashville recording artist, currently writing an autobiography, preparing to open with her tour with Toby Keith, and recording a new album, which we're very, very excited about. And Gina's got a, you know, a lot going on, huh, Gina?
Yeah. I'm like an idiot. I take on going back to school at the same time. Isn't that crazy? I'm doing it online now. So
I have a feeling next year when Gina hosts the national pageant next July, she's going to have a full plate.
I'm sorry?
I think next July, before when you host the national pageant, you're going to have a real full plate, Gina.
Oh, God bless you. You're a sweetheart. You are a sweetheart.
Well, we were talking about, you know, how the girls can, you know, develop a better self-image by not having stage fright. We were asking Shauna about stage fright and how she can convince the girls to come in and what she would do to help overcome that. Shauna, what would you do?
Well, one of the things is that I think that they can have stage fright of a couple different things. A, just in general being with the audience or the fact that they're being judged. And something I always reiterate to all the contestants is that the judges are just as nervous as they are because they have important decisions to make. They all are capable of being the state winner. So, you know, enjoy yourself. It's your time to be in the spotlight. You've worked hard with these accomplishments of senior wardrobe and, you know, changing any physical things you wanted to change about yourself and just making sure you were mentally and physically ready to be prepared on the stage. And something that we'll be doing at the workshop is providing our contestants with the music before the pageant. So they'll have a month where they can learn the walk, they can play the music. It won't be the first time they've ever heard it. It just makes them a little bit more relaxed because we think practice makes perfect. So they'll have a little bit of time to kind of pre-put themselves in that type of spotlight.
And, you know, I've had girls say, I don't want to be judged by judges. I don't like that idea. Well, we're judged every day. We're walking down the street, we're being judged. We go to a job interview, we're being judged. Mm-hmm. We could be in a group setting talking to women. Men, we're being judged. I mean,
you're
it
really being judged.
Mean, yeah. You know, and so, and actuality, being in a pageant and being in front of judges is a great, you know, training tool for a job interview. Because when you sit in front of, you know, the person who's supposedly going to hire you, you have to answer all these questions and try to impress them. So,
well, you're selling yourself.
Yeah.
You've got to sell yourself to them. Absolutely.
And, you know, we have a panel of judges, Gina, Cynthia, and Shauna at Nationals, because from my past experience, you can impress them all at the same time. And it's a matter of opinion, but you know, when I scored higher and I won when I sat in front of a panel of judges. I had a harder time one-on-one because I had to get each of those judges to like me. And I really didn't like one-on-one. Do you like one-on-one, Shauna?
Well, we're offering a panel judge as well this year, and it's kind of interesting you ask that because as a contestant, I primarily competed in one-on-one, and there are pros and cons, because if you mess up, then it was only one judge that heard you instead of, you know, all four or five, the entire panel. But at the same token, I think that there tends to be a more consistent scoring outcome because with the panel, everybody did hear the same thing. And you get the opportunity for one judge to ask a question that another may have not thought of, but it really brought out and shined on a particular interest, characteristic, or attribute about that particular contestant. So I would definitely say overall, although there's pros and cons to both, I would prefer to have a panel set of judges.
How about you, Cynthia? Do you like the panel or one-on-one?
Definitely the panel, and that's what we're having this year. I have, at this point, five judges coming to our state pageant, so I think we're good with that. I think that gives them a better opportunity with, you know, than the one-on-one.
When we talk about stage fright, I remember when I first competed in a major competition, I competed against doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs, okay? And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm a little office worker here. I'm never going to make this. And here they're all the seasoned veterans, all like, oh, you know, looking at their nails, and all of us new girls going, ha, you guys don't have a chance. And I'm like, okay, great. We're going to have to show them, right? So they're coming down to the 12 semifinalists, and they're all standing there with their smiles on thinking that they were going to be selected, and I was selected, which blew my mind. And a lot of new girls.
Why would that blow your mind?
Because I wasn't a lawyer and a doctor and everybody else that was surrounding me. And here I am stepping to the front going, what the heck just happened? And you're all standing there with their mouths wide open when all these new girls were stepping forward, and there was only a couple seasoned veterans. So that goes to show you that, you know what, it doesn't matter. Sometimes those judges, it all depends on what they're looking at, you know.
Absolutely.
But, you know, they will remember you in judges' interview. I always said that if they liked you in judges' interview, they're going to like you in stage competition. What do you think, Shauna?
Yeah, I do, and we're actually planning on having our personal interviews first. I've actually been a part of pageants where you do perform your other areas on stage first, and then afterwards you have your interview, and it's pretty interesting to see how the outcomes can significantly change, because I do think, you know, something that my judges will be debriefed on is, I want an overall well-rounded contestant that they may not have won first place in any phase of the competition, but they were certainly in the top standing. So I do think that having interview first, you know, you kind of get the jitters out, and then it's funny because when you do some exit interviews, the contestants always say, oh, they were so down to earth, they asked really easy questions. They're not trying to trick you, and they don't even care what your answer is. They just care how you say it. And so, you know, it always makes the girls a little bit more relaxed on stage when they've already had the opportunity to speak with the judges.
Gina, when you went to Miss Florida, did you feel your interview was good?
I thought the interview was the best because I never thought it was beautiful. I never dreamed I would win. I was in it for the talent and who might be there to judge it, you know.
Now, you make a good point. You make a good point because pageants, you just don't know who's going to be in that audience or part of the judges panel that may make an impact on your career to be.
It made my career. Made my career. And I'll tell you, With the interview part, that part with me, you know, I'm outgoing and you know, I won't shut up. So I made them laugh and
there you go.
You know, that put me more at ease for the rest of the pageant.
You know, I always like to tell the story to the girls I pageant coach when I used to, when I had more time. That Annette Funicello was in a little dance type of recital at her grammar school, I believe it was. She was dancing, and you never know who's going to be sitting in the audience, and Walt Disney happened to be sitting in the audience.
And we're
stories from there, right?
Wow.
Yeah. You just never know who's going to be
sitting
there. Yep. So, like I said, and I've seen it happen over the years. As a matter of fact, I was fourth runner-up in a pageant system when one of the judges was an owner of a modeling agency in Chicago approached me after the pageant and wanted me to, you know, come down to her office and talk to her.
Oh, yeah. This was great. You don't have to be the winner to win big. It's who is there and what you present yourself to be. You got to sell yourself, though. You know?
I look at it as make an impression. You have to make an impression to the judges.
Right.
You
it's
have
make an
to
impression
get them to remember
to
who you are. Yeah.
Right. That you're marketing yourself. And if, you know, if you don't have the confidence to do it, take it. You know, make them laugh.
That's hard for new girls, though. You know, Shauna and Cynthia can tell you, they're standing out there ready to go and judge the interview. They're going, I'm nervous. Oh, my gosh. And they're so cute. They're jumping up and down. And here's the seasoned veterans with their hands in their hip going, look at her. Oh, I love the seasoned. I love you seasoned vets, don't get me wrong. But come on, let's give the newbies a break.
True.
I like to joke around like that during my pageant coach, and I like to tell these so many stories that I've had over the year. I could write a book on all the stories and things. Oh, my goodness.
You could. You should be writing a book, too.
If I wrote a book, I'd make some people mad at me.
Well, there's going to be people mad, I'm sure.
Oh, goodness gracious. I have to deal with all kinds of stuff. And, you know, you have to learn to let it roll off your shoulders. If you know you're doing the best you can, you know, people are going to talk, people are going to say things, and, you know, what are you going to do? That's in any industry, any type of thing that you do, whether it be ice skating, tennis, football, baseball, you know, it's all over. But Cynthia
Madonna
now
made her career, Madonna made her career for bad publicity. It was publicity.
Oh, I don't know if that's good sometimes, though, bad publicity to try to make a career. You know,
you're exactly right. But I'm saying if people are talking about you, and they're talking about you, and women can be very catty.
if they're talking about you,
sometimes, and they're doing it to hurt you, sometimes it helps you.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what they're saying, you know. And if you've got some new contestants wanting to compete that don't know any better and they're hearing rubbish, sometimes it could chase them away, too. Do you find that happening in the industry, Cindy, with the garbage that sometimes is told scares the contestants away?
I haven't run into that yet. I had a little issue with one of the contestants who didn't want to compete at the state level. So, you know, that's fine. She can deal with that, you know, however she wants to. But I have really had that issue come up. I would like to say on the note of who is at the pageants, you never know who's going to be there, that the Indiana State Pageants is having a modeling agency and is going to be judging the pageant this year.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Good.
So, and they are offering a contract to the winner of each division.
Oh,
wow.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And they are based out of Indianapolis. It's BMP. Modeling Agency is all on my site.
You go,
other
girl.
Other information they can get a link to. So I thought that was just wonderful, being the first year for Indiana to hold their state pageant, to have that to offer. And I'm very pleased.
And you know what? You need to bring that forward more. Yeah, you need to bring that forward more, Cynthia.
Okay.
So that will impress your girls more. You need to get that out there, because you know, it'll make them want. And you know, but you know, girls, don't you just want these contestants to come in because they want to win their crown and banner? It's not what, you know. I'm going to go back to the old school thing I come from, Shauna. I mean, I'm old school. When I won, I cried so hard on stage, you would think I hated to win. I mean, but everybody was
in the pictures down my face. I know exactly what you're saying.
And the audience is going, is she upset because she won, or is she happy? You know, and I had all those gifts sitting there, and I won the trip to the Bahamas to compete at nationals, and everybody's
wow.
like, oh my goodness, you're going to nationals, and I'm like, where? I mean, when I won, I didn't care about the gifts. I didn't care about where I was going or what I was doing. I won my title, and all I cared about was that crown and banner. You know?
True, very true.
If they go into it for any other reason, seriously, they're going to probably not do nearly as well. That's just like my industry of music. If you go into it, especially, you know, I've heard guys say, I got into the, you know, into music to pick up, you know, the women. Or I've heard women say, ticket for the money. I went into the music industry because of the love of the music. you know?
Now,
and I think that helps.
In this industry, Shauna knows that a lot of, Shauna and Cynthia know, and I'm sure you do too, Gina, that a lot of the girls want to compete in pageants as a stepping stone to modeling. Do you think that's the case, Shauna?
That they
think
want to get
into
modeling, is that what you said?
Yeah, they want to compete in pageants as a stepping stone to modeling. Because models will never compete in pageants, but girls want to be models. You know,
I think they want the exposure, but I mean, there's probably a small percentage, but at least in North Carolina, the ones that I've dealt with, and I think because there happen to be a lot of women in this area that are about community service, they have platforms they want to stand behind and promote, they use pageants for that as a stepping stone, but I don't think I personally see as much of a trend. I mean, it's out there. But, you know, I think that some of them do photo shoots and, you know, they get excited about that different exposure. But I think that may be somewhat of a trend of different states. But I don't think I see that quite as much in North Carolina in both the Miss and the Mrs. divisions.
Well, you know, Shauna,
I
when
love
you talk
it.
About
she's the North Carolina one.
Yes, Shauna's from North Carolina. She's our state director from North Carolina. But you know what? I want to press upon this issue that platforms. Now, there are wonderful pageant systems out there that are promoting platforms, but what we've decided to do, Shauna, Cynthia, and Gina, was that we are focusing in on the successes of each individual contestant. And when I first approached our at-large girls with this, they were very shy. Oh, my goodness, bragging about myself. Well, why not? You should see some of the successes stories coming in on these contestants. It is truly amazing the difference they have made in their community and state. I mean, I'm impressed. One girl had the governor's letter of recognition from her state. Who would have known? I mean, who would have known? I mean, so we're focusing in on the successes of all of our contestants this year and really trying to bring forth the fact that they're just not a beauty queen waving in a parade. The times have changed. They are making quite a splash by becoming successes in the things that they're doing in their life. And I'm just so pleased to be able to present the girls' successes because they're just thrilled about this. They can't believe that they're going to be able to tell everybody about what they have done. You like that idea, girls?
Yes, I do. That's wonderful too for community service.
In the North Carolina state pageant, we are awarding local title holders, and that's kind of another opportunity before the year. Because it's giving them entire year, whether they win or not, their state title, they're still having an opportunity to be recognized in their city and counties and continue to do work. So that's sort of another way that these girls are feeling a little bit more at ease because they're given opportunities to do appearances individually and as a group. We have some formal opportunities available for all the North Carolina contestants to just get a little bit more comfortable being in the public so that, once again, when they're on stage, they'll be a little more accustomed to being in the spotlight and that people are there to honor them and see what their accomplishments are.
Well, I feel this is good to present their success stories because they're not presented in the media. The only time anything's presented in the media is when it's a negative type of thing. And I've told this story before. Our 2003 Mrs. U.S. Beauty's National Queen had tried so hard to get into St. Jude's Hospitals on her own when she was just a civilian, as I like to call it. And then when she won her crown and banner, the doors opened for her, and for 1 year she went in and sat with parents and talked to them about their sick children, children that were ill and are practically living at St. Jude's Hospital with their children and prayed over them and encouraged them. I have to take it back. She was written up in Charisma Magazine, which is a Christian magazine, and Christianity Today had a little article, brief article about what she was doing. But we didn't hear about it in the media. We won't hear about those things. And like my show, Essence of a Woman, ran for 5 years on the Comcast network here in Illinois, but we couldn't get it out into the mass market because it was a quote-unquote feel-good show, because we cried on that show. We had a woman that wrote, that was born with no arms and wrote with her legs, and we cried on the show. I mean, we had wonderful people on the show that was a feel-good show that, you know, we weren't talking any negative, you know, so that's where it stood.
But, Di, I think, I know for me, the positivity that you exude for these women to feel better about themselves is the reason that I even got involved. You want to make them a better person and help, and help them to have confidence in themselves. And it's no negativity at all. It's all positive. And that is what set your pageant apart from every other pageant that I've ever dealt with.
And I appreciate that, but you know, I got to tell you, there are a lot of pageant systems out there who are focusing in on the women's positive attributes and the things that they're doing in their community. And I think it's more focused in now than I've ever seen it focused on, because I believe 3-4 decades ago, the pageant systems were just beauty pageants. You really didn't hear too much. You know, and then again, I was younger, so I don't really remember. But I don't remember too much reading about what the girls were doing in their community. They might have been, but I don't think it was as focused in on as it is now. What do you think, Cindy?
No, I agree 100%. I remember watching the shows, the pageants, as a little girl on the TV, and that's all I ever recall about it was, you know, how beautiful each person is. You know, and the questions, I mean, like, I don't recall as much either, but the questions weren't so much about, what are you doing, you know, for your community? What are you doing for,
it was,
you know,
world
to help
peace
with this? Or, you know, it was, yeah, there you go, with the world peace. That was everybody's answer. You know, it wasn't detailed like it is today as to what, you know, telling the public what people are doing to get out there, what the contestants are doing, what our winners are doing to get out there and make a difference.
That is so true.
I hope to one day produce a positive documentary. And I've always said, if anybody's listening that's in the television industry, I would love to have a positive documentary on pageants. There's hundreds of women that would step forward to want to participate. We could bring our cameras to different pageant systems and, you know, see what's going on behind the scene. And, you know, any type of A&E special was always the cattiness behind the scenes or, you know, the stuff. And, you know, there's always going to be a little bit of that. I don't want to flower this thing up, you know, but there's always going to be a little bit of that. But it's too much focused on that. We need to draw away from it and focus it on the positive a little bit more. What do you think, Shauna? Do you think that needs to be done?
Oh, definitely. And I think, you know, not only just what the girls are doing for themselves and their communities, but I think really honing in on, you know, some of the friendships that they're making with the other contestants. I mean, you know, my newest acquired best friend I actually found competing in a pageant system. And, you know, it was kind of funny. We sort of, when we were in pageant mode, fought over, well, hey, if the other one wins, we're just going to have to let the other one borrow their crown, you know, and, so, you know, taking away from not only the self-confidence and some of the other things that you gain, but thinking about other women that have similar interests as you throughout your, you know, same city, town, and community, and why not try to connect with people that have those same kind of, you know, views and beliefs? And so, you know, it's a really great opportunity just to reach out, not only for our Miss contestants, but for our misses. Life is not over as a married woman, and you know, so many people kind of feel like it's a newer concept to have a Mrs. Pageant. And married women can be just as accomplished and just as beautiful inside as out as single women, too. So so, you know, it's a really great opportunity for both to be able to, you know, get to meet each other and kind of, you know, role play of itself. There are a lot of Miss girls that look up to the Mrs. contestants and, you know, look at their marriage and their family as, you know, a good light of, oh, that's what, you know, that's what kind of family I would want to have. So it's a great opportunity just even internally for them to, you know, kind of share some of those new things they meet with each other.
Well, we have our Miss South Carolina and Miss Southwest, or excuse me, our Miss Southeast. They're best friends, and they're competing together at Nationals next July. I want them to enjoy themselves. I know you're listening to me, ladies. I want them to enjoy themselves, you know, make their personal appearances together this year, and go rooting each other on, because it's not the end. You know, I one time, we had so many girls crying when they didn't win one year. I looked at my husband, who's a very intellectually smart person, and I said,
no doubt,
honey, why do you think this is happening? He goes, it's called the rejection. It's the rejection feeling that they're feeling at this time, that they were not good enough. And that is, you know, and it's so sad, because we try to make everybody feel like winners, but it's every year we have to encounter something like this happen. And sometimes we've encountered from sadness to actual downright, you know, message board kind of thing. And, you know, we know who it is and we know what's going on, and we just let it, you know, blow over. But, you know, you do the best you can to make everybody feel important. But we used to have a dinner dance after. We're not doing it anymore because it's too hard on the girls who did not win the competition. So we're having it beforehand. But in closing, we'll start with Cindy. In closing, what do you want to say to the girls in Indiana, you know, to convince them to come and compete at the Indiana USPD State Pageant?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. I would say, you know, give yourself a chance to do something for you, you know, and like we've been discussing, to let everyone know what you've done with your life.
And Shauna?
What you've done for the world.
And Shauna?
I guess I would, you know, also say, if you're looking to have a good weekend, to boost your self-esteem and meet new, wonderful, fabulous women across the state, and just enjoy yourself and promote yourself, and there's no reason you shouldn't consider entering our pageant.
And you know, girls, you know, this hour's over now, and we have to go. But Gina, thank you for being a part of our show. I know everybody's looking forward to meeting you next July at the National Pageant.
I love you.
We're honored to have you. Your busy schedule and everything that you're doing, we're very honored to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I would like to touch base, maybe we can do it next week, on the organization that I have for the children.
That's right. This is an organization that you have with Gifts for Children. Oh, I wish we would have touched on that tonight. Oh, the time just flew. Yes, please come on next week. Come on next week, Gina, and we're going to talk about your organization. And our national and our state directors will be listening to the show next week to be able to get the information. I'll also email it to them. But, ladies, we have to go. We thank you for coming to the
BBS.
We love you, too. We want to thank you for listening to the BBS Talk Radio for a Beautiful You. Tune in every Wednesday, 8 o'clock Central, 9 Eastern, to hear some of the most beautiful women you're ever going to hear. Thank you, and have a great evening.